أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So today again, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the love of my life. We'd like to talk about Imam Hussein. And I'm going to just go through some of his words, because we all know that a human being lies behind his or her words. So just a few of his words that we can think about today, ponder on, they're just awesome. So the first one that he used to say was, "And for you, I shall be an example." So what did Imam do? Stood up for the truth. Made sure that you and I as human beings understood what freedom really means. The Prophet said, "Husaynu minni wa ana min al-Husayn." Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. So over 1,350 years ago, on the 10th of Muharram, just before the time of Asr, this man stood on a sand dune in Karbala. He was bleeding from wounds on his body. He had lost everything. Since early morning, he had carried several dead bodies into the camp. He even buried his infant child. He looked at the bodies of his loved ones, tears flowing out of his eyes. He looked at the sky and seemed to draw some strength from an unseen source. Then, like a muazzin, one who calls adhan from a minaret, he raised a call and he said, "Hal min nasirin yansurna?" Is there anyone who will help us? He turned direction and repeated that call. And this question was immortalized by him. He asked it to ensure that throughout the ages it would resonate in the soul every time we saw oppression, and by looking at his example, to be able to respond to ensure that every human being had a right to be free. Countless times in our lives, and more so now, we're faced with this question directly, indirectly, verbally, non-verbally. We've been given the power to choose and determine our answer as a grace from God. This freedom is known as free will, the freedom of choice between stimulus and response. We have a stimulus right now, which is known as COVID-19 or the coronavirus. How are we responding? You know, we hear so much, but our first responsibility is saving lives. It's the rights of those who are alive. Am I following the instructions that I've been given by the medical profession, or am I not? Am I hoarding, or am I sharing? Am I doing that little bit extra, or am I not? Am I using the time I've been given to be at home properly or not? You know, when Imam Musa Qadhim was imprisoned by Harun Rashid, he did this dua. He said, "Ya Allah, you know that I used to ask you to give me free time to worship you. Oh Allah, you have granted me my request, so praise be to you." There is ease in every hardship. Am I using my time to panic? Look, we do our best in whatever way we can, but then use the rest of our time effectively. Wouldn't it be awesome to come out of this, having attached ourselves to the Quran and divinity and manifested it in our humanity? In Dua al-Arafah, Imam says, "Oh God, what did he find who lost you? And what did he lose who found you?" It's profound. He said, "Some people worship God to gain his gifts. This is the worship of the merchants. Some worship him to avoid his punishment. This is the worship of slaves. Some worship him solely to show gratitude to him. This is the worship of the free." So to be constantly be in gratitude. He said, "Indeed, life is nothing but faith and struggle." When it came to others, he told his son, Imam Ali Zain al-Abidin, "Oh my son, beware of hurting one who doesn't have a supporter other than divinity." To the people who wanted to kill him, he said, "If you don't believe in any religion and don't fear accountability on the day of Qiyamah, at least be free in this world." He said, "The most generous person is the one who offers help to those who don't expect him to help. And the most merciful person is the one who forgives when he's able to avenge or take revenge." Tolerance is the ornament of a human being. Keeping promises is a sign of nobility, and bonding others with others is a grace of divinity. When someone comes to you with a need, count it as a blessing of God. Don't scare them away. because those blessings of someone coming in need to you will not return and they will go elsewhere. When he talked about sinning, he said, if you want to sin, go for it, but go somewhere which is out of the kingdom of God, somewhere where Allah does not see you. And then when you're approached by the angel of death who comes to remove your soul, stopping from doing so. He said, among the signs of the ignorant is arguing with irrational people. Among the signs of a learned human being is criticizing his own words and being able to be informed on various viewpoints. In other words, listening to everybody else. And I absolutely love this one when he said, you deserve Jannah. That means you all deserve Jannah. Don't sell yourself for anything else. When a human being comes to you for help, know that his pride is hurt. Don't deal another blow to his pride by letting him down. And finally, a final practical point. Whenever you drink water, whenever, today, tomorrow, throughout your lives, energize that water by sending salams on Imam. Every time you see their water, say, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. See the difference it makes. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim.